This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as you enemies, scoffers, skeptics, atheists, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you've tuned in and this voice isn't familiar with you, to you, it's not Bradley. Bradley is going to be in Alexandria, Minnesota tonight at 6 p.m., so I'm filling in for him. He's going to be at a place called the Broadway Ballroom. You don't want to miss it tonight. Tonight's going to be, I think, a little extra special. I know he was a little pumped up about it talking to me earlier today. And the things he's going to share with you are probably going to be some things that are a little, rude awakening for some people. And so if you want to check Bradley out and you're in the Alexandria, Minnesota area, 6 p.m. tonight, the Broadway Ballroom, you can see him and his family there. They'll be there. He'll be speaking. So I'm filling in for him, Tim Brown, here live from the U.S. occupied state of South Carolina. And for our Muslim friends, I'm the infidel that Allah warned you about. I hold to the book, the Bible, as the authoritative word of God. And if you'd like to join us online, give us a call. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. You can also check us out online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. And sonsoflibertymedia.com, as well as you can find us on Facebook. Just put in Bradley Dean or Sons of Liberty, and you'll find us there on Facebook. We're also across a number of other social media sites, such as USA.Life, MeWe, Gab, Spreely, Minds, and there's one or two others that's got there. And then if you want to follow Bradley on Twitter, you can do that at Bradley Dean 1, B-R-A-D-L-E-E, Dean 1, on Twitter. I think that's all the formalities that are out of the way, and so I'm going to jump right into it. We've got, obviously, yesterday, we had a lot of articles that dealt with the Jeffrey Epstein and several things, and I'm just going to give you some of my opinion. This will be an opinion deal, okay? I'm just going to let you know. A lot of this will be an opinion for me. About what's going on here with the Epstein thing. Now, we could make it and say, well, yeah, this is used to cover up the gun control thing. And it works, you know, hand in glove with it. Don't get me wrong. It kind of takes that off the front page after the mass shootings the other week. I'm not denying that. And that is a very serious issue, too. But this issue with Epstein was so in the American people's face that it's not something you can ignore. For instance, let me give you a couple of things, and I'm going to talk a little bit about Epstein during the hour. So if you want to call in, you've got something you want to have input into, 1-866-582-9933. Please stick to the topic. It's not Chinese buffet. We're going to stick right here with the Epstein thing, okay? All right. I don't know if you people saw this, but yesterday I put out a piece on the federal judge who oversaw the release of Jeffrey Epstein's sealed records was found dead. Now, this was back. This is not like, oh, this just happened yesterday. This happened back in, like, March, okay? The guy's 96, so I'm going to take that into account. He's 96 years old. But how many of you heard that in the mainstream news? Now, I pulled from sources that are, I guess, considered mainstream. We had the New York Times. We had Fox News. But how much was this really put out there to where the American people heard about it? They weren't. They didn't hear about it. They weren't. This wasn't like a big news story like this hyped up suicide. Now, the only way I can ever see Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide, the only way I can see it, is if he has people close to him and the powers that be say, if you don't do this, we're going to come after your family, which doesn't guarantee they're not going to go after his family either. But that's the only way I can see it. Otherwise, I have a hard time buying into, especially, what, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, whatever it was, end of July, we had Mr. Epstein allegedly attempt suicide. Then we have all these excuses. Well, the guards didn't make their rounds, you know, in that 30-minute interval. And, oh, well, we didn't have any cameras on. They were malfunctioning. Oh, well, he really wasn't on suicide watch after it was reported he was on suicide watch. Now, I know the immediate response from all of us, including myself, is Clinton's had something to do with this. I mean, that just seems so obvious, right? But I want you to stop and think about something else, too. He was arrested, and these were federal charges coming against him. Okay, this is not like first time, it's just down there in Florida. These are federal charges that are coming against him. And people aren't going to like what I say next, but I'll elaborate on some of this as the hour goes by. Donald Trump knows and knew Epstein had the goods on all kinds of people, including those in what everybody wants to, you know, fuss and rant and rave about the deep state, right? I mean, can we all agree that he knew that this guy knew that he had the goods on him? And while in this custody with federal charges, they allow him to be up here in Manhattan, the correctional center. By the way, I can tell you from calling up there, and any of you guys can do it from, you can put in the Manhattan Correctional Center, and you'll get probably the same guy I got over and over and over again. Blah, 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 blah. That's how he answers the phone. You can't even understand what he's saying. And you go, I'm trying to call and verify whether or not you guys have the body of Jeffrey Epstein or whether or not you sent him somewhere. And before I can get that out, he's transferring me to a guy somewhere that his voicemail's full. And I called over a dozen times trying to get through, and I kept telling the guy, look, I'm going to call you all day long if I have to get through this thing. I called the hospital where they reported that he had went. They said, people have been calling here all morning. There's no guy here by that name. They don't know what's going on. Then we find out, oh, he was never moved from the prison. You know, could it be that he actually committed? Sure, it could be. I'm just so cynical, I don't buy any of it, okay? And I'm going to let you know a little bit about this. When I bring up Trump, the reason I'm bringing it up, he knew the stuff that Jeffrey Epstein knew. He knew it was detrimental to all of these people that everybody wants justice brought to, and he didn't see that the guy was guarded sufficiently enough, all right? SonsLibertyRadio.com, SonsLibertyMedia.com. Be right back. Hang on.
Catherine Booth, wife of William Booth, who founded the Salvation Army, once said, opposition, it is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along together comfortably, you may be sure there is something wrong. The world has not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to the Lord and separated from the world, living so that their lives were reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. It is the church that is altered, not the world. And that's why we need your support at the Sons of Liberty. Our message has not changed, and it's literally the truth that the world is dying to hear. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty today and support our cause that is changing this nation.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, I'm Adam Baratta, author of the book Gold is a Better Way. It became a national bestseller. It's now become a movement. My member site went live 1 year ago, and since that time, gold is up $250. It's outperforming the highest flying stock market in history by 15%. And for the first time, I'm opening up my live gold summit to non-members. This is a $1,500 ticket for free. Join me and my over 5,000 members via live stream on August 14th. And learn the secrets to the next gold boom. The event is for investors with over $100,000. If that's you, text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. Get your $1,500 ticket for free for our August 14th live event now. Text GOLD SUMMIT to 49776 and join the movement. Text the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776. That's the words GOLD SUMMIT to 49776.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to jump in, we've got the phone lines open, and you are more than welcome to call. We'll take your call here on the air, and happy to hear from you. Okay, so I sort of teased this up. There are several articles that that aren't dealing with Jeffrey Epstein on Sons of Liberty Media.com. And in the last one that I posted, an analyst says that Trump is secretly scheming to unofficially abolish the Fed. Now, I could only wish that were true. Okay, I really do. But I'll believe it when I see it, just like I'll believe when he brings justice to the Clintons and other criminal politicians when I see that too. Okay, and it's not like I hope he doesn't do that. I hope he does. I hope he's good to his word on it. But folks, you know, we're almost 3 years into his first term, and we haven't seen anything. And you go, well, it was because of the Bob Mueller thing. Okay, so he wants to play politics so he doesn't look like he's got sour grapes or whatever, and he has to let that go over or whatever instead of doing the job. Do you see what I'm getting at? And I've had this conversation with some friends of mine. One of them is an attorney. I was having some of this conversation last night. And, you know, it's the issue that we want to make excuses for why we're not doing the right thing. Okay? So I tease you up. I admit I tease you up that here is Donald Trump. He knows Epstein has the goods on these people, the Clintons, other people. But frankly, I think he's got goods on Donald Trump. That's just me. Okay? And in order to demonstrate that, probably later on this evening, I posted it on my Facebook. But the Today Show actually brought up a 90s video of Donald Trump dancing around, kissing young women. They're right there with Jeffrey Epstein at Mar-a-Lago. And you remember, you remember that is the place, that's Donald Trump's place, and that's where Epstein was pretty much proselytizing young ladies be a part of his little scheme going on. And Donald Trump is not like, I don't know this guy, he's just kind of an acquaintance. He's like buddy-buddy talking in his ear, dancing beside him, doing all this stuff. Same guy that's in your White House. And I want you to stop and think about that just for a moment. Because here's the thing. Donald Trump promised you, he promised you, I'm not saying it, he told you, that he was going to look into the Clinton Foundation. He was going to look into the Clinton. He is the one who told you Hillary Clinton was guilty as hell. That was his words, right? That's what he said. And you're still waiting on justice. But a lot of you are going to continue to wait. You're just going to continue to wait. You'll just have to wait, and you'll just have to put up with the Clintons coming on television and talking and having their speaking engagements and doing all the things they're doing, and Barack Obama and his wife doing the same thing, and all of these criminal representatives in Congress and senators doing what they do, because it's WWE. That's what it is. It's the Royal Rumble. It's the SmackDown, whatever the names are they come out with for now for the WWE. This is what this is. And I just want to pose this to you. Jeffrey Epstein should have been under maximum security. Cameras should have been on that guy. There should have been extra security over what food he was delivered. He should have been held in such a situation to where it could never even be questioned if the guy offed himself. You see what I'm saying? Well, Donald Trump does that. Wait a minute. Our Constitution provides one man and one man only with the responsibility of making sure the laws are faithfully executed, and that is the President of the United States, whoever that person is at the time, and that's Donald Trump. And Donald Trump knew this, and Donald Trump promised you bringing down the deep state, fighting the deep state on your behalf. Oh, I'm a tough guy, you know, get my boxing gloves on or whatever. Promised you all these things. And I'm not saying he's a stupid man. I don't think that at all. If you think I'm saying Donald Trump's stupid, you've misread me completely. I don't think he's stupid at all. I don't think Barack Obama was stupid. In fact, I'll go further. I'll see a lot of people that the mainstream, the talking heads and all say you're stupid, aren't really that stupid. Now, I'm not saying they have incredible genius about them. Some of them have handlers. So I point just to the person that they are as they come out. But I don't think Donald Trump's stupid. But I have to ask President Trump, why did you not ensure? There was no, you knew the, I mean, everybody knew it. Everybody knew it. That this guy was a target to be suicided. That's what I call it. I don't believe for a minute Jeffrey Epstein took his own life. You don't do the things that he did and not have some fear of death. Unless you have completely seared your conscience and went somewhere that I can't even imagine in your mind, you just don't do that. He had the goods on these people. People said, well, the federal government was going to come down. Well, the government came down in hard years ago, right? It's not like he hasn't done time in jail. Isn't like he doesn't have friends in high places. He's got dancing buddy Donald Trump here in the White House, who can pardon him if he wants. Of course, that would sink Donald Trump's ship real quick if he did that. He's not going to do that. He's going to talk the game, right? And you say, well, Tim, you're just talking bad about Donald Trump. No, I'm not trying to talk bad about Donald Trump. I'm just trying to present to you certain things that are there, and I want you to think about them instead of just hearing what somebody tells you. And again, I go back to the passage from James 2. You will see this. There will be those who say that. See and say. I learned that from D. James Kennedy years ago when he was teaching in the book of James, and he was teaching on the issue of faith. And he's saying, you have people who say they have faith, but they don't show it. There's no action. There's no fruit that's born from what they say at all. You know, the Bible talks about our faith produces some, you know, 30, some 60, some 100-fold. So there are different measures of faith that produce different fruit. I get that. But he's talking about people who say it, and you don't see anything on the tree. They just got some leaves. And I'm just asking you to think through this with me. You've got a buddy, a pal, a dancing partner, not partner, but a dancing buddy here at Donald Trump's resort. It's all on video. And the question that I have is Donald Trump being forthright in just how good of friends they were? With that said, there are several things. You know, Bradley talked about photos and stuff. I'm always hesitant on the photo thing. I did bring up an issue before in one of the pieces when they caught the gurney going out. And I just did notice that Jeffrey Epstein's head was humongous. Okay? I mean, he's in the background. You've got the police and the EMT guys around him. And what you've got going on is you've got his head is like enormous. It reminds me of a time I saw Lex Luthor, the wrestler, at a place. He was head and shoulders above people, and his head was, I mean, the biggest guy in the room. His head was like twice as big as that guy's head. It was freaky looking to me. And that was the sensation I got when I saw the photo of Jeffrey Epstein being rolled out. New York Post had it. The first question I had was, when was the last time that you saw a celebrity or person like that or person of prominence who is dead? Because we have the dispatch report. He was cold and stiff. Okay? We got that on audio. He was cold and stiff. And I realized if you do hang yourself, there's swelling, so I don't have a problem dealing with certain things that people will see and say, these are abnormal. I don't have a problem with swelling. This guy's head was huge. I mean, it was really huge. Check out the picture for yourself. On the other side of the break, I'm going to pick up with more. We'll talk about some of these articles, including the judge that passed in March who released Jeffrey Epstein's sealed records. Hang on. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking in New Jersey, President Trump was pressed about delaying new tariffs on China.
We're doing this for Christmas season, just in case some of the tariffs would have an impact on U.S. customers, but so far they've had virtually none.
Tariffs on Chinese products, including electronics, video game consoles, cell phones, along with some clothing and shoes, were set to go into effect on September 1st. The new target for setting those imposing tariffs is December 15th. For the second straight day, protesters are in a Hong Kong airport. Gordon Chang is an expert on relations between China and Hong Kong. He tells Fox News,
"This is a leaderless revolution, and that gives it weaknesses and strengths. And it's very difficult for China to control it because there's nobody there to talk to."
The protests have been going on in Hong Kong since June. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
All right, welcome back to SunsLibertyRadio.com, SunsLibertyMedia.com, and if you want to join in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call today. Again, you're listening, if you've tuned in listening for Bradley, it's not him. I'm Tim Brown, editor at SunsLibertyMedia.com. I'm filling in for him. If you want to catch Bradley tonight, he's going to be in Alexandria, Minnesota, 6 p.m., Broadway Ballroom. Alexandria, Minnesota, 6 p.m., Broadway Ballroom. Again, I'm pretty sure he's pumped about tonight, as we were talking just a little while ago before the show. And I think this probably tonight will probably be one of the better presentations. Let me put it that way. It is definitely going to be one that I think for a lot of people will be a rude awakening. And if you are... I don't know. Let me put it kindly. If you're a Trump idolater, I don't know how to be. If you're one of those people and you come to see Bradley, you're in for a rude awakening tonight, okay? I'm telling you, I don't want to say that to keep you away. I want you to go hear what he has to say. And then I want you to examine what he says and say, is this true or is this not? Or am I just going to call him a bad name and run away? Because the issue is, folks, we have got to turn things around in the country. The only way to turn them around is to face ourselves in the mirror and to do what we need to do as a people, and that is to repent before God and then see what God will do in and through us to heal our land, okay? Simple enough, right? So if you want to check out Bradley tonight, Alexandria, Minnesota, the Broadway Ballroom at 6 p.m. All right, now, with that said, we've got lots of people. It isn't just me. Okay, we got lots of people, who have prominent positions, yada, 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 whether they're in media or they're politicians or whatever. And all of them are going to have their, I understand they're going to have certain motives politically on things for saying some of the things they're saying. But everybody knows this guy didn't do what they said he did. And if he, I mean, it's like, how do you have all these things come together where the guards aren't there, the cameras aren't working, they weren't on suicide watch, the Trump administration and William Barr didn't make sure this guy was in maximum security, knowing that he had just tried this before, or he's alleged to have tried it before just a couple weeks ago, knowing he had the goods on all these people. Nope, they just let him do it, or at least that's what we're told. That's what you're told, people. And I know, I'm guaranteeing that probably the vast majority of you hearing me are going, you're right, Tim. You're exactly right. I thought the same thing when they arrested him. I said, this guy's going to be off. Now, I don't know. I hold open the fact that they may have faked his death. We've got an insider who's come out now out of the prison who seems to indicate some of that. Some of that is going to be brought up a little later on today in a piece that I'll do there. But we've got an insider who has claimed that, man, none of this stuff was going on, and you know, they had him in a wheelchair and all this other stuff, and they were rolling him out and he was handcuffed, and it's that next thing we know, we're hearing about this. That should cause you to be suspicious. I mean, his death alone should cause you to be suspicious, okay? Especially knowing what he knew. So we have several people who are speaking out. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I don't want to ride on this woman very much, to be honest with you, because all it does is infuse in the people's minds in New York a name. Yeah, the conservative talking heads hadn't picked up on this yet, and I don't know why they haven't picked up on it. But her handlers know what they're doing. And okay, let her say stupid stuff, whatever. Her name's getting out in the paper. Her name's getting out in the news. It's getting out on television. And you know what a lot of people do when they go to the voting booth? I'll tell you. They go in there and they recognize the name and say, oh, I know that name right there. And they check them off. It's as simple as that. It's name recognition. Why do you think commercials do so well? It's a name recognition. When you go to the store, you go, well, is this brand any better than the other brand? Because I mean, I know this brand. They spend lots of money to advertise to me. I mean, you don't say that, but you know what I'm saying. You recognize the name brand. And some people are not comfortable buying something that's not the name brand, whether it's clothing or food or whatever. Same thing happens in politics. That's why they do it. They get their name out there. It doesn't matter if it makes them look stupid or whatever. They get their name out there. Look how many people voted for Hillary Clinton, people. And you go, well, there was a lot of voter fraud. I know there was voter fraud, but the fact that there was enough people voting that the voter fraud could even make it close should concern you and should make my point. They knew her name. And Donald Trump is obviously household name, too. He already had that going for him, too. Now, she says, we need answers, lots of them. Well, we do. We're not going to get them, but we need them. U.S. Representative Matt Gaetz, Chairman Nadler, Jerry Nadler, should prioritize a judiciary investigation into how Jeffrey Epstein died in federal custody in Nadler's own neighborhood, no doubt, over the Kavanaugh confirmation, which already happened, and the Russia hoax, which never happened. And I agree with him. Joe Scarborough, I mean, this guy is just off the fringes. A guy who had information that would have destroyed rich and powerful men's lives ends up dead in his jail cell. How predictably? And he goes Russian. I mean, come on, Joe. Wake up, dude. See how you're being used over there. All right? Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs is a fairly straight-up guy. Dead men tell no tales. Jeffrey Epstein found dead in Manhattan jail cell. Multiple reports claim death by suicide, yeah, and those multiple reports also indicated that there was a change of things. And the fact of the matter was we couldn't figure out if he was moved from the jail cell, whether he was kept there, whether he was taken to the downtown Manhattan hospital, or whether he was kept there in the jail. We don't know where his body is. We don't know any of that stuff. As far as we know, he's out on one of those islands that are out there, the Clintons and the guy from the I want to say the IBM, whatever that sex cult thing is. He's probably out on there having pina coladas and his little Alitas running around. I mean, for all we know, I'm not seeing a body. We obviously haven't seen an autopsy or anything yet. And those things would be very, I mean, look, you got to figure what, who would be paid off, who would have to be out of the way and this, that, and the other for this thing to occur.
And all of it is to protect the guilty. All right. Additionally, and this hasn't been made much of either, but, you know, Kurt Nemo put out the thing that, you know, he was a Mossad operative. You can see that at SenseLibertyMedia.com. And I know some of you people are just cringing at that because you have so idolized Israel, modern-day Israel, that you think it's something of a biblical, prophetical thing when it's not. These people, look, you have to understand something. If you're going to hold to Judaism, then you are Antichrist because you are saying, as the book of the writer of the book of Hebrews says, and this is what the Jews in Israel are doing because they want to rebuild a temple and they want to reinstitute sacrifices, which God has basically said. I mean, read Revelation. He says these people are the synagogue of Satan. They need the gospel to set them free. They don't need a Holocaust. They need the gospel to set them free. They need to be confronted with their sin. They need to be confronted with their idolatry, their these sacrifices that God doesn't accept. The writer of the book of Hebrews says the blood of bulls and goats would never take away sin. It was only the blood of the Son of God, the Messiah, the Lord Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, who would do that. And these people are those who John calls Antichrist because they say God didn't come in the flesh. Jesus is not God in the flesh. They're just like the Muslims in that respect, in their ideology, in their theology. That's where they're at. And if you followed through with that and you think something other than what the truth is, you're not going to want to hear what Kurt has to say with regard to Epstein being a Mossad operative. In fact, what's interesting is there are a lot of Jewish outlets that are barely covering the issue of Epstein. This is a huge story in America. It really is. They're barely covering it if they're covering it at all. And you need to let that sink in. Well, if we don't bless them, we're not going to be blessed. Let me ask you something. America's been blessing modern-day Israel since 1948. This isn't a dig on Israel. I'm not wanting to get off on that. But we've been blessing them since 1948. We've been fighting wars for them. We've been arming them. We've been training them. We've been sharing intel. We've been doing all these kinds of things with them. Let me ask you, does America, what? How many years is that? 70 years out. Does America look more blessed than 1948, or does it look more cursed? You tell me. Is God true, or is he a liar? I believe God's true, and let every man be a liar, including myself, if it's not true what I'm saying. But you look at it, and then you tell me that has anything to do with the sons of Abraham. My Bible tells me the exact opposite. That those who are the children of Abraham and have the are those who have the faith of Abraham. And Jesus did it with his own people who actually were the posterity of Abraham. And he says, your father, the devil. Why? Because they oppose Christ. Plain and simple. Look, I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Muslims. I hate their theology. I hate their ideology. But I don't hate them. But Kurt points out the facts concerning Epstein being a Mossad operative. The thing is that there's a lot going on there. I might just give you a little bit more on that front on the other side of the break. So stay with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. all we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I think it was a very excellent meeting. The information was excellent on the Constitution, and every American needs to hear this, especially the young people. They need to hear this. This is stuff that should be taught in the schools.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlic, and it works.
I've been taking Garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Before he became your business partner, before you gave him his first bonus, before you put him on the payroll, before he was an unpaid intern, you saved his resume in your keeper's folder. Staples has what your business needs to get you from here to there. And right now, Staples' two-pocket poly folders are just 50 cents each, and 12 packs of True Red Black ballpoint stick pens are only 97 cents each. Staples, here we get you there.
In-store only, while supplies last. Offers end 8/31/19. Limit 30 on folders.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
All right, welcome back to Sons of Liberty. Final segment here, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. One final shout-out here. If you want to check out Bradley tonight in Alexandria, Minnesota, 6 p.m. at the Broadway Ballroom. Alexandria, Minnesota, 6 p.m. at the Broadway Ballroom. You can catch Bradley and his presentation, and he's going to have a powerful message tonight, packing a punch with some stuff that I don't think he's actually brought before, so he seemed really pumped up about that. So check him out tonight, 6 p.m., the Broadway Ballroom in Alexandria, Minnesota. That's a Broadway Ballroom. It's kind of like a tongue twister there. Anyway, check out Bradley there. Now, look, I led up to this thing with the Mossad, okay? And if you want to check out Kurt Nemo's article at sonsoflibertymedia.com, why did the Epstein Mossad honey trap story disappear? The same reason that a lot of stories disappear is to hide the truth from the people. And one of the things that he pointed out, he said, you'll find very little. Now, this was a little while back. This was July 24th, so this was last month. But he said, if you search the news, you'll find very little to nothing in the corporate media about pedo Jeffrey Epstein's connection to Israeli intelligence. This connection is obvious from Epstein's connection to the Zionist Les Wexner, and especially his Mossad handler, Ghislaine Maxwell, the daughter of documented Mossad operative and double agent Robert Maxwell. Now, Ghislaine and Epstein had a romantic relationship in 1992, which, by the way, happens to be the same year that that video I'm talking about of him and Donald Trump dancing it up at Mar-a-Lago down there, and Trump is kissing on all these girls and stuff like that. That's where that was going. But Nemo says it's likely a cover story. Maxwell was Epstein's Mossad liaison, and she procured and trained teenage girls to work as honey traps. Now, fast forward a couple of weeks, and Kurt says, now it's Maxwell's turn. Is it possible she will share her Mossad operative father's fate? Found naked, floating off the Canary Islands? Or will she even be brought into court to face charges of conspiring with Epstein to rape 15-year-old girls? If so, she'll be portrayed as a victim who, quote-unquote, fell under the spell of rich and domineering men. But the problem is, she's sort of John Wickish kind of saying, incommunicado. The story is that Maxwell, who is, this is out of the Washington Post, Maxwell 57, has not been charged and has denied any wrongdoing. According to people familiar with the investigation, authorities have had trouble locating Maxwell, who is believed to be living abroad. Her five-story Manhattan townhouse, I mean, look, this is crazy. I mean, you people have heard what it is to rent an apartment in Manhattan, right? It's ridiculous, right? A five-story Manhattan townhouse was sold in 2016 for, you ready for this, $15 million by a company that used the address of Epstein's New York office. Her lawyers told a judge in 2017 she was in London but had no fixed address. Well, that shouldn't be any problem for the Trump administration. I mean, we've already seen what, you know, has happened over there in London with WikiLeaks co-founder Julian Assange. They pulled him out of the embassy. They worked that. They whittled that down. There's no question about it. And then now, you know, our Justice Department is trying to get him extradited here on these goofy charges. This guy was, take away his motive. I don't even know what his motive is in all of it. I really don't. Take away his motive. And I want to ask you something. Has Julian Assange done more than any person in American media to expose the corruption inside our government, inside our media? Has he done that or not? Well, but he shouldn't have. Look, if that's your response to it, or your response is he's a traitor, he's not American, so he can't be a traitor. If your response is, well, he shouldn't have done that, and all this stuff, and not go, why are we not dealing with the people that he pointed out they committed crimes against us, the people, and violated our Constitution? Why are we not doing that? Then you're part of the problem. Quit pointing the finger at Democrats. They're a part of the problem, too. Don't get me wrong. But quit pointing the finger at them. You're a part of the problem because you want to cover for the criminals on your side, or because you've bowed to the state. We unite around the law. And as Americans, I've got to tell you, that law is the law of God. The Constitution is not God-inspired. God didn't breathe the Constitution in like he did his word. He didn't. If you think so, you are sadly deceived. This is why the Constitution can be amended. But if you mess with God's word, what does he promise for you? He promises you curses. But I have people who hold up the Constitution as though it's God. It's not. The man knew that it was fallible. But here's the thing. When are we going to bring justice to these matters? Everybody I know, I haven't talked to one person. I think Bradley even said this. Maybe people he's talked to, too. But I haven't talked to one person that believes Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide in the Manhattan Correctional Center. Nobody buys the official story except the useful idiots who are putting it out. And I question whether some of them even buy it, to tell you the truth. The politicians, I've read you a couple of those things. There are others who've called for that. Bill Barr doesn't buy it either. And you know what? Bill Barr isn't getting to the bottom of anything either. He's been involved in cover-ups before. He knows how the game's played. He's part of the deep state. This is why I keep telling people, Trump is not draining the swamp. He's just stirring it up. That's all he's doing. He's adding a little bit of extra bacteria to it. Okay? I honestly don't see anybody in there who was a person who would be considered, I guess, clean, if you will, in his cabinet, in any of the positions that he's nominated for. I haven't seen any of that. You said, well, Brett Kavanaugh was involved in the cover-up of the Vince Foster, quote-unquote, suicide. Okay? Well, what about the guy he's nominating for the ATF? Well, he's a gun grabber. The guy, Canterbury, he's a gun grabber. Well, what about William Barr? He talks tough. Yeah, again, let me put it this way. Yeah, see and say. Show me the money. That's the old phrase, right? Show me the money. Don't tell me what you're going to do. Don't tell me how upset you are. Don't tell me how much you see irregularities. Show me the money. Let's see some indictments. And I'm going to tell you, I'm just going to throw this out. This is for free. You people who are following Q, do you know how much you're being played? I know that stinks. Do you really think that Donald Trump has got somebody on the inside who's feeding you information, and then he's going to allow the FBI to target you for following that information? I'm not saying that he says he's upset. I'm asking you, what is he doing about it? I'm asking you, what is he doing, you conservatives? You post news, you post commentary, and you're shut down by Google. What, he set up a website. He wants to hear from us. He really cares. Okay. You know, people that care do things. They don't sit there and say, I'm going to listen to you and not do something. Well, it takes time, Tim. Okay. I'm just going to let people sit there on that and think what they want to think. I'm just calling you to think and step back for just a minute and consider what I'm saying. If I'm wrong, look, if I'm wrong, I have no problem in correcting that. I've done that. Trust me. My life has a lot of corrections. But so far, I haven't seen any need to correct any of this stuff that I'm pointing out as this administration does what it does in the same manner that when I called it out in the Obama administration, they did it. The only difference is, the people who were my friends in the Obama administration while I was calling it out are now, they consider me their enemy when I call it out in the Trump administration. And I, for the life of me, I know what scripture says about those kinds of things, but I don't get it myself. Why don't we hold to the law? I do get it. I'll tell it and I'll end it with this. It's fear. It's fear of men. It's fear of Marxists and socialists being elected to the office or Congress or whatever. That's what it is. We need to get over that hump. We need to actually have real love, which casts out all fear. And we need to do what God has called us to do. Thanks for joining us here on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. 23 hours. Bradley will be back with you. And Lord willing, Thursday, we're going to have Pastor Chuck Baldwin with us. You don't want to miss that. Till then, see you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.